of an afternoon shower. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, then turning colder Friday as the rain comes to an end. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding an armed robber. They say the robbery happened early Sunday morning in the 7100 block of Mobile Highway. The suspect was last seen heading north on Highway 31 in a blue Nissan Altima. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Prattville High School student has been charged with an attempted rape at the school. Prattville police arrested 18-year-old Ladarius Starks. He's being held on $150,000 bond. Police say the incident happened after school hours. And the Montgomery Fire Department responded to a car into a house Sunday morning. This crash happened in the 3800 block of Perry Hill Road. Authorities say no one was injured. They are investigating what led up to the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
President Trump's legal team firing back against his longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, calling him a serial liar.
Pathetic. The man is pathetic.
Sweeping decision from a federal judge striking down all of Obamacare.
This is President Trump's next chief of staff, blasting his future boss just days before the 2016 election.
Yes, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm doing so as enthusiastically as I can, given the fact I think he's a terrible human being.
New developments after that 7-year-old migrant girl died in U.S. custody. Her family calling for a transparent and neutral investigation.
The court is forcing the Education Department to cancel $150 million in federal loans to students who attended some of those for-profit colleges that later went bankrupt.
Police say they found Colin Kroll, CEO of the popular app HQ Trivia, dead of a possible cocaine and heroin overdose.
It is a royal family tradition. The men go out pheasant hunting on Boxing Day. The British tabloids are reporting that for a second year, Meghan Markle has asked Prince Harry not to participate.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. First time caller, send it to Joey, the producer. No, we'll get your name in for the drawing. But the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong with that. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That's a $60 value basket. You know what's in it? Things that you put in there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Dewey, how are you today?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Doing well. Well, guys, the more I look at all of this, Comey, it's just the more visual I see this, I'm starting to realize that my thoughts about all of this going on for a very long time, well past the last administration, it kind of cements that even more. What we can do is thank Comey, and we can thank Stroke and the whole pack of them for them, their corruptness in opening the can up for us to put our president, Trump, in to put a stop to all of this. And this is what I really believe all of this is about, is that there is going to be no more 302s with no more videos. Everything will be changed. Everything will be fixed. And the gig is up and over. And that's what we see in the Democratic Party and the rest of these idiots that's running around acting like a bunch of fools, totally disrespecting our president, our country, and the American people. So let's thank all these idiots. Let's thank all these fools. Let's thank the sorry Clintons for all that they have done to get us to this point to where we put a president in. They opened the can, which we probably never would have been able to open without them. And now we are going to put a stop to it. Merry Christmas to everybody. Still making America great again. And America has always been great, but it's getting greater.
Let me go back on something that you said to make sure I understood what your point you were trying to get to. You said the 302s are not going to come out?
No, I said the days of the 302s not being videoed and audio is over. This is the corrupt politician setting up the laws when we got our police with police cameras and everything else now and being criticized for all these things. And you're going to tell me that these guys are going to mandate our local police departments for cameras and stuff, and they didn't have them in the rooms and interviews because they following these old laws of 302 where it's not videoed or audio taped?
Well, the 302, the purpose of the 302 is that you're not in an interrogation room. When you're in an interrogation room, you are being videotaped.
Yeah, but the 302s not being videoed is the issue now, isn't it?
No, the 302s not coming around until 7 months later is what the issue is.
Right, but a 302, Dan, you take a 302, you fill it out. Once the report is written from the 302 or the memory of the, whatever you want to call it, investigation or just a questioning or whatever, when you're dealing with a struck stroke, do you really want him going in there telling you what? He remembers?
Well, that's what the way the system is supposed to work. You're not, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hold on, let me break out a camera while I interview you?
No, I want a camera and a audio in every segment of the FBI. Every segment. All these things they've done, and they're slipping through the cracks now, and their excuses of why now, is giving us all the protocol we need to put the system in place to make sure it never happens again.
Yeah, you're not going to have many people talk to you if you're going to do that.
Well, I mean, I think it would be a lot better to have the videos there and then rely on that. Than
but
not
the person is going to refuse to talk to you, so it's going to happen.
Okay, but I'd be a better situation with Flynn would be in now, right? If cameras and audio was up there?
No, we don't know. We don't know what the situation would be with Flynn.
Right, because we have no audio or no video. We're just going by what Stroke said.
No. Well, what we're doing is we're going back to what Strzok said, but he said seven months later, and that's what the problem is that they didn't follow protocol. They're supposed to have those done within 5 days.
Yeah, and Comey was just doing all this stuff in between the presidential reigns being changed. You know, it's pretty clear to me, Dan, I mean, I know a lot of people don't agree with this. It's been going on, and I blame a lot of administrations going back. I find it hard to believe that people like, I'm not even going to mention names, but a lot of our top Republicans didn't know about this. But Trump came along and they all just found out about it, right?
What are you talking about of what?
The DOJ running rogue, setting up...
they didn't know about it and they didn't find out about it until the Inspector General came out with the report.
Right.
Of the attacks.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it's all about, is that they've been caught in the rat's trap, and they know it, and things are going to change, and they need a whole new strategy, because the cheating is over.
Thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you. 272-9228. There was a really, really, really interesting guy that was on Fox this morning. He's the Indiana Attorney General. Really sharp guy, very well-spoken, African-American Republican. And he's going to be talking about the Texas judge, and he applauds him for the Obamacare ruling.
A federal judge now in Texas striking down Obamacare as unconstitutional on Friday. Our next guest praised the ruling, stating in part, quote, "This landmark decision is a victory for all Americans who believe in the principles enshrined in our U.S. Constitution." Joining us right now is that man, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill. So a judge down in Texas said that when the Congress stripped the individual mandate essentially out of Obamacare, where they reduced the penalty to zero, that's what made it unconstitutional, and that's why they got to go back to the drawing board.
That's exactly right. Obamacare was predicated on the ability to tax, Congress's authority to tax, and that's what the Supreme Court decided in 2012. And when last year, December 22nd, in fact, Congress repealed that provision of the tax bill, that made the linchpin claim of Obamacare invalid, right. And we filed action as a result.
Well, obviously, it's going to be appealed to the appeals court and then probably go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Then what happens?
Well, this is an opportunity for Congress to act. Our decision, the attorney generals in the state, in the United States, made a decision based on the rule of law, right, and the constitutionality of this process. Now Congress has to go to work and make sure that we do find ways to constitutionally provide health care for all American citizens.
Hey, this guy is really sharp, very, very sharp. You're going to see him on the horizon somewhere else out here. This guy's got it together. We got another part of this, but two more parts. But let's go to Ron first. Ron, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan. I just got something to back it off my chest, and maybe you can shed some light on. Back with all these investigations, the Russia investigation and all this stuff, the thing with plea deals, giving people plea deals or immunity from prosecution, it just seems to me like that is an aberration. Something shouldn't happen. It makes those people, judge and jury, the prosecutors, I say, and let people off the hook. My thought is, if they're guilty, they ought to be prosecuted just like anybody else. Your thoughts on that?
You know, our connection isn't that really that good. Repeat the very last part of it.
Just what your thoughts are on the. I'm trying to talk. I'm in my truck and I'm going down Interstate 65 South. Sorry. Your thoughts on plea deals and.
What?
On plea deals, and essentially these prosecutors are able to act like judge and jury by giving.
Yeah, I think it's strong arming a witness to try to get your way, to get them to say things that aren't necessarily true. Dershowitz says, is composing versus telling somebody what really happened.
That's right. It's just, how can it be justice? It's just not just, injustice.
Well, I hope there is some type of investigation into the investigation, because this seems like prosecutory misconduct to me.
I agree. It's all over, though. It's in this, wherever you find a prosecutor offering somebody immunity from prosecution or a plea deal just to get the issue moving in some cases, just seems wrong. It's not a justice system when you have something like that going on.
And I agree with that. This is why you don't want to have a bill that comes out that says you cannot fire Mueller. You cannot have a guy being untethered out there with this much power.
Well, I agree with that.
How did I do, Ron?
Thanks. You did good.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Let's continue on with this Indiana Attorney General talking about the mandate was the reason, having the mandate dropped, That's the reason this thing failed.
Well, it's become a political hot potato. We've got a graphic that shows the 16 states, including the District of Columbia, that plan to appeal the Obamacare ruling. And also, we understand, apparently, Chuck Schumer plans to vote to intervene to fight in the Senate, although I don't know what they actually could do. Well,
it's quite a simple.
It's in the courts.
It's a simple process. It's in the courts, and it's really a matter of Congress's authority to tax.
Right.
And once the tax was removed, there's no longer a constitutional basis for Obamacare. It's quite simple. It's one of the most simple aspects that I've seen in our legal status.
But doesn't this kind of go back to when Chief Justice John Roberts essentially turned it into a tax by turning it into a tax? What was it? 2012.
2012.
To save the thing.
See, we were shocked to determine the constitutionality of Obamacare based on the tax authority of Congress.
Right.
Was sort of a shocking decision, and that's what it's based on. And it's the individual mandate is the linchpin, so it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and
right.
Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
So by not having the mandate, then it failed. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
At Walgreens, we know it's cold and flu season again, a time when all you're trying to do is get your kids out the door for school, but instead you're coughing and have a fever of 101. That's why Walgreens is minutes away to help you find everything you need, like Walgreens brand cold and flu. Along with expert care that goes beyond the pharmacy, stop in today for personalized advice and find the right relief right here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, Walgreens brand cold and flu is $9.99 through December 22nd. Use as directed.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just like the ones I used to know.
The Dan Morris Show.
Where those trees are. Listen. And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. But then I am dreaming of a white.
272-9228. From Santa Claus, the movie.
May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. May all your Christmases be white.
Okay, boys and girls, look at this. Let me pop up so I can see the clips. I think we've got one more left of the Indiana Attorney General. Yes. Let's play that. This guy is really good, folks. You're going to see him somewhere in the future. He's really good.
So that's the legal stuff. Now let's get down to the practical stuff. There are millions of Americans who have Obamacare. My daughter's got it, although the deductible is so high, she's never been able to actually benefit from it. What happens to the people who have Obamacare right now?
Well, right now, nothing is happening in that sense. The case is going to be appealed. It may take months, years to get to the Supreme Court. In the interim, it provides Congress with a real opportunity, recognizing that Obamacare is on life support, to pull together and make a determination of the things that we need to do to provide sufficient health care for all Americans, right, including pre-existing conditions, because Americans have determined that that's something they want to consider. So put all those things on the table and resolve this, but within a constitutional framework.
So this is a great opportunity for them. So in other words, here are some things that we have talked about before. Let the states create risk pools for people that you can bring in with pre-existing conditions. Now, the problem with the pre-existing condition clause, which is why they had the tax on it or the penalty, the mandate, is that if you can go in and get on an insurance policy anytime you want to, then why buy insurance? Because if you get sick, you'll go get on insurance. So everybody should have some form of insurance that's out there. And you can have people that have pre-existing conditions, and roughly 27% of the people have some type of pre-existing condition, but don't think of it like a heart murmur or cancer, things like that. You can have a lot of pre-existing conditions that are not life-threatening. They can be life-shortening, but not life-threatening. But Alabama had a very good risk pool when we were doing this, where if you needed to get in, you could go in and get into the pre-existing condition. You could get into that pool. You would pay. You had to pay for it. You didn't pay the full amount, but the state of Alabama basically kind of subsidized you through other means, through taxpayer means that are out there. But that would be one thing to do. Another thing to do is create policies that are like insurance policies, where you have an account and you're putting more in than the insurance actually costs, and then it's going into a savings account or going into an investment account where you can invest it, and then you're going to have more money in the out years, and you're not going to need as much health insurance coverage. The other thing is having over and under policies. I would love that for myself, that if I could get a financial benefit to having a savings account and put money in there and reduce that off my taxes and then use that money for my deductibles, that would be ideal for me. Having it where you can find policies to fit different people. For example, you go in and you score really high on a physical. When you are getting life insurance, you can have your rating changed to a that you're very, very healthy and not a standard rating, a higher performance rating. And your premiums go down because of that. Do the same thing with health care, that you have a really good, healthy risk pool of people that are out there. Or you have people that are basically diabetic or have one particular type of problem, and you can then have a policy that's going to help them with those associated policies, and you've established what the risk is, but you're covering everything else that's out there. So there are a lot of ways of doing this. One of the worst things that ever happened is having the unholy alliance of having the drug manufacturers, the hospitals, and the medical equipment people all kind of getting on this. Yeah. Because what they convinced themselves was happening is more people are going to have insurance, so there's going to be more need for medical services that are there because more people have insurance. The problem is they kind of screwed themselves over that they did that. They got the prices up way too high, and people are not the largest unpaid bill at Baptist Hospital are people who have Obamacare who cannot meet their deductibles.
Right.
That is their biggest problem. It's not the uninsured. It's that group of people. The uninsured person's coming in and getting an emergency room or has a heart attack or something, and they're using some expensive ER-type services. Or there is crazy what we're doing here, particularly Medicaid, where the person will not go to the doctor on a preventive, and they wait till they get really sick, and then they call an ambulance, and they get an ambulance to take them to the hospital, and they treat them at the hospital. The most expensive place where medicine and patients meet, emergency room, hospital. And how do you undo that? If you're going to give somebody something for free, they're not going to respect it, and they're not going to take care of it, and they're going to abuse it. News 793.1. This hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass. Bradville location, trucks, trucks, trucks. People are going out and buying trucks, folks. You know why? Because they've got great prices on it. Dick Brubaker wants to really get these cars and trucks moving. Go out and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. We'll be back.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and love to listen to hear better than the show.
The Dan Morris Show.
I'm dreaming of a
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, slated to be sentenced tomorrow for lying to the FBI today. We're learning some of his ex-business partners are in legal trouble.
Indicted on conspiracy charges related to their efforts to smear a Turkish cleric at the behest of the Turkish government. Bijan Kian and Kamil Optikin were charged with crimes related to acting as unregistered agents of the Turkish government.
Fox's John Decker. That delayed vote on the Brexit deal will be held the third week of January, according to the British Prime Minister. Theresa May also telling British lawmakers,
I know this is not everyone's perfect deal. It is a compromise.
And Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee saying he will not seek re-election in 2020, and then it's time for someone else to have that privilege. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, it's hard to complain about the weather for the next couple of days. Today, a lot of sunshine around, a very mild day for December with a high temperature up to about 64. Tonight, partly cloudy, not too chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Another great day with sunshine dominating, high temperature in the middle 60s, not bad in December, right? Then low 60s on Wednesday, clouds will increase, chance of an afternoon shower. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday and Thursday night, then turning colder Friday as the rain comes to an end. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. These headsets are driving me crazy. Byron York is going to weigh in on the shutdown. We're kind of getting to the shutdown mode here and then cover over to the Comey situation. Excuse me. So Byron makes it funny here about the six-day weekend that the members of Congress are taking here.
There don't seem to be a great urgency in Congress, does it? I mean, they've been out for a couple of days.
They're in the middle of a six-day weekend they've given themselves. A six-day weekend, then they'll come back and try to figure out the rest of the spending bills. But look, the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border was President Trump's premier campaign promise. We heard him over and over and over promise to build a wall. And he has had chances in his first 2 years in office, very specifically this year in March, passing a big spending bill. There were negotiations. It looked like it might be possible to get $25 billion, the whole amount, to build the wall in exchange for giving amnesty to all of the DACA recipients. As it turned out, the White House added on extra demands. The whole thing fell apart. And then in September, another big spending bill was passed, and Republicans urged the president not to go ahead with wall funding or push for wall funding then, because they worried it might hurt their chances in the midterms. And then they go ahead and lose anyway. And so now here we are. In the House, Republicans are lame ducks, and it seems very unlikely they're going to be able pass this.
Now that is a critical point.
Because they are lame ducks. And, you know, what they did, and we picked this up in a Ducey story last week, is that these guys went home, and Trump was trying to get them back, and they go, no, we're just going to stay home. I mean, there's dozens members of Congress that aren't even going to come back because they don't give a, you know what. And that's really a shame because they could have, if they would have passed the border wall bill and gotten the funding and gotten it over to the Senate, it would have put the Senate on a real hot spot and would have made put Schumer in a bad situation. I think Schumer would have stood his ground, but he would have been the reason for the shutdown of the government not funding the border wall. So these lame ducks are all kind of sitting around here, and they don't know what to do with themselves. They really are. If you notice the messaging and everything, the only people that are doing messaging are people like Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan. You don't hear anything from Paul Ryan. You don't hear Kevin McCarthy every once in a while. But it seems more the conservative members, the Freedom Caucus folks, have taken a much bigger lead out of this whole thing. So let's listen and talk to them about the lame ducks.
First, Chuck Schumer from Sunday said the following about it. He basically says it's not going to happen. Watch.
Trump should understand there are not the votes for the wall in the House or the Senate. He is not going to get the wall in any form. Even the House, which is a majority Republican, they don't have the votes for his $5 billion wall plan. He shouldn't use innocent workers as hostage for his temper tantrum to sort of throw a bone to his base.
Something else, too, from NBC. The point being there, if you do not get it done now, which I think is the point you were making, Nancy Pelosi's not going to give him a victory in the new year, is she?
Absolutely not. Remember that amazing session they had with Pelosi, Schumer, and the president in the Oval Office last week. Trump was saying, oh, I've got the votes in the House. It's just the Senate's the problem. And Nancy Pelosi was saying, no, you do not have the votes in the House. It appears Pelosi might be right. We'll have to wait and see if all of the Republicans come back, all the lame ducks who are kind of on the way out anyway, if they come back, and then if they are inclined to push for this $5 billion. Remember, earlier in the year, we were talking about the whole amount, $25 billion to build the wall. Now, the president is just asking for $5 billion, and Congress is saying, no, we gave you $1.6, and that's all you're going to get. And by the way, you can't use it to actually build a wall. You can only use it to upgrade existing fencing.
And they did do that. They could only add to the existing fencing. And Trump and the Democrat and the Republicans just have not laid this at the feet of the Democrats. And it is a shame that they left town and they're not going to be able to get this thing done. I'm not sure what Trump does. I think his card is going to be that he's going to say, well, we're going to get the military to build it. And it's going to cost more, it's going to be a waste of money, or he's going to put some kind of caveat. But that's what he's going to do. That's the only way out I can see. And the question would be, will he basically shut down the government for this? And Jim Jordan didn't think he will.
We're going to do whatever is necessary to build the border wall. The Democrat Party is a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration.
Steve Miller. That was at the essence of the Trump rallies during the campaign of 2016.
It absolutely was. Now, you've heard a number of Democrats try to co-opt this message by saying they are, in fact, for very strong border security. They're just not for a wall. They think it's the wrong way to do it. They think it is a waste of money. There's a real disagreement on that. A lot of experts say a wall is pretty darn effective if it's actually in place. But all sides are going to be saying they favor strong border security.
All right, another point here, Susan Collins on the shutdown. Watch here from Sunday also.
I hope it would be good enough for the president because you keep in mind that the president's budget this year had $1.6 billion for the wall. There's a compromise and people will come to the table in good faith on both sides. We have to prevent a government shutdown.
So most of the government's funded already. That's a point many lawmakers have made it. But what about her point about come to the table and compromise?
Very important.
Where does that happen?
Well, it's a very important point. About three-quarters of the government is already funded. No need for additional funding legislation. Not clear where a compromise would actually be, because you have Democrats, and Charles Schumer has the power as the minority to block things in the Senate. You see Democrats saying, no more, not a penny more than the $1.6 billion that Senator Collins referred to. So unless there's some sort of breakthrough, unless Trump makes them an offer they can't refuse, we'll have to see.
2729228. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Man, have we got a beautiful day or what?
Yeah, but see, you're out in it and I'm not.
Well, that's okay. We swap privileges between the cold and the wet.
Yeah, right.
And the sun. This is so massively confusing and disingenuous on all the Republicans that won't show up that are not going to support Donald Trump anyway. And the Democrats, I heard all the quotes from Chuckie Schumer verbatim that he wanted that money, the wall, in the past.
Yeah, and, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's the McCain syndrome, you know. Regardless if it's good for the country or not, I'm just not going to do it because Donald Trump wants it. And that's really a shame, because we have an opportunity to do things, and a lot of good things have been done. And I don't know how they're going to get out of this. You know, here's another example of how confusing the situation is. The same people who are worried about that poor child, that five-year-old girl that died, are the same people that want to continue funding abortion. These people are so mixed up and have their values so twisted. It's really no way to make sense with them, man. Believe me, I try every day to talk to some of these people. And a lot of my customers, I had one customer this morning who still wants Donald Trump's tax return. I'm going, God, lady, please. So, it's a weird stalemate we're in, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely are. And the stalemate is they don't want Donald Trump to succeed. Think about this. The difference between what they're talking about is basically $3.4 billion. So for $3.4 billion, Donald Trump can feel better about keeping the country safe. And they will not do that because that would give Trump a win, and they will do anything and everything possible not to give him a win.
Yes. Can I make a quick, funny comment about a caller? Not to criticize, just an observation.
Please.
There's something that makes me think Donald Trump is doing a good job, and I'll tell you why. John DeVoe doesn't hardly call anymore, and so his special interest groups and all this stuff must be doing much better because we don't hear from him anymore, but he called all the time when Obama was president. And I just thought about that the other day. We ain't heard from the man at all lately, so I think he's going to be a Trump voter.
You think so? You think John DeVoe will be voting for Trump?
Well, he's not complaining anymore. He must be very happy.
Well, or maybe he's occupado.
I know. And I hope the man is well. I don't wish anything bad for him, but he always has been a very interesting call you have with him. And of course, I got lots of room to talk. Mine are pretty interesting. So thank you, guys. We're going to keep listening, frustrating with the rest of the American people. See you later.
Red Top, have a great day. Enjoy the pretty weather out there. It is nice. Let me see which way I want to go here. Kind of running out.
It's interesting to me. During the campaign, Trump used the wall as a brilliant symbol. Like when Mexico says they aren't going to pay for it, it just got 10 feet taller. And I'm stealing that from a guy who wrote the Dilbert column, Scott Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Said Trump is incredibly persuasive because he's really good at giving you a symbol, something to latch on to, whether you hate him or you love him. It's pretty clear where Donald Trump is coming from. And the fact that we're still fighting over, I think, what is a symbol. Now, I think Trump really wants a wall. I think a wall would be effective, definitely, in certain areas, so that's what you're trying to accomplish. But the Democrats are so hell-bent against the wall in any area, it just seems like we want border security, no wall. Like, what is our actual disagreement here? Like, there's somebody not in good faith. You know, Susan Collins in good faith will come up with a solution. There are a lot of people just playing politics here.
Absolutely. Well, the reason I believe they want a wall because they know a wall, they don't want a wall because they know the wall is an effective tool. And they've got it where you're doing everything electronically. That isn't going to work.
No, it won't work.
Particularly when you have hundreds of people that are coming in a mass group. The little 7-year-old wouldn't have died if there would have been a wall there because the reason they did that is they left Tijuana and went out 27 miles into the desert to go around where the wall wasn't, type thing. So they were, that's how dehydrated and everything. And then the father, and boy, they want to blame Trump on this.
Yeah.
But the father said she was in good health and didn't take any aid from that. So I'm not even sure if the guy's their father, actually. Now that I got a little more detail on it, and I don't think he wanted to be discovered of who he was. Let's do this. I want to pick up Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
Rudy was on, this is going to be some stop and go here probably, because this is long. Rudy was on with George Stephanopoulos, and he was making the argument around Trump and the Stormy Daniels and the payoff, and
right,
was this a crime? This is very interesting because I was talking to some attorneys Sunday about this, and they're in agreement with him. And one actually does a lot of election law stuff for the Republican Party here in Alabama. So let's listen to Rudy here.
You know how the Southern District is run. You know exactly how the Southern District is run.
No, I don't know. I don't know how the Southern District is run. I'm disgusted with the Southern District. Yeah, I'm going to tell you another thing. You see what we're talking about? It's not a crime. It's not a crime, George. Paying $130,000 to Stormy, whatever, and paying $150,000 to the other one is not a crime. The Edwards case determines that. She was paid $1.1 million to be a no-show in his campaign.
As you know, Mayor, the Redwood case is actually quite different. The judge in that case said that if this payment, that
George,
judge,
it's not the judge, it's the FEC. The FEC ruled on the Edwards case before they prosecuted it. The FEC ruled it's no violation of the campaign finance law. The Justice Department went ahead and prosecuted it anyway, and they were embarrassed.
And the judge said that if it was in part to help the campaign, that would be illegal. You're right that the jury did not convict John Edwards, but the evidence in this case is actually quite different.
Wrong instruction. It has to be for the sole purpose. If there's another purpose, it's no longer a campaign contribution. If there's a personal purpose. Now, think about this. Suppose he tried to use his campaign funds to pay off Stormy Daniels. It would be totally illegal. If it's not a campaign expense, it can't be a campaign contribution. These are not campaign
contributions. But the corporate contribution from AMI would be clearly illegal.
Hold on. Stop.
No.
Okay. So what Rudy is arguing is that it would have to have a single purpose to help the campaign. And attorneys told me that he's absolutely right, or that because they were arguing the same thing that Rudy is, that if it has multiple purposes, you cannot attribute it solely to the campaign. Because if it's helping him personally, right, for example,
right,
then he is being aided personally by his wife, kids, and the Trump name. I mean, there are all sorts of, you can take the Trump name, you can take family, you can take doing business in the future with people. All sorts of things have nothing to do with the campaign. And all you have to do is have one of those versus a whole cadre of them. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we'll get back on Rudy and this subject right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. Get first-time callers can get in on the Fresh Market $50 gift card, but any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. Excuse me. They're marking off the Iowa caucus 413 days. Just right around the corner.
Might be fun, and I was thinking about this in my off time, to do sort of a primer for 2020 in the sense of all these folks that might be running, like Warren and Harris and Biden, like do kind of a profile on each of them, what their actual background is. Maybe do an hour on a given candidate or something like that.
1 hour on one candidate?
Yeah, actually get a deep dive. Go like, who is Kamala Harris? And really say, not just a quick resume, but like, any past controversies in her life, any grand successes, what she's like. Could work out.
You think somebody's getting a smut file on her?
It might. They might. I mean, anything like that, if you dig a little, I mean, it could be interesting.
Having worked on some national campaigns, what they're doing at the Republican National Committee right now and what they did at the DNC is every candidate that they thought was going to be in there, they're starting to build a file on them. And Reagan in 84, it was called the Swill Hole, is where they did this. His office was right down from mine. You walk down past the conference room, and there was my office, then Dick Worthland, then right past the adjoining room to the conference room was these guys.
The Swill Hole.
Swill Hole. And they had, because, see, we were possibly going to be running against John Glenn, you know, Walter Mondale. You had a ton of people that were out there. And so they were building some pretty comprehensive files.
I mean, it could be fun for the audience. It could be good for us, too, to kind of know our stuff on each given candidate. I mean, it might feel like a waste because it could be somebody drops out all of a sudden. For instance, I'm not too worried about Elizabeth Warren actually being that successful.
Did you see the latest poll numbers in Iowa? It had Biden as number one.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren was way down there, but it had Beto O'Rourke as the third tier. It had Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke. I was pretty impressed with that. So, but Elizabeth Warren was like way in the background. I think her Kung Pao cookbook isn't helping them out too well. You know, get that call before we go into Rudy.
Yeah, this is Ann.
Hey, Ann, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to call and get in the Fresh Market Basket.
You just want to, wait, you don't push the buttons on your phone. You wanted to do what?
Get in on the Fresh Market Basket.
So you don't want to say anything to me? You just want to get in the Fresh Market Basket?
Right.
Well, you got to say, Joey, she's honest.
It's true.
And give me your month and day of birth.
5/17/1950.
You think that's right?
5/17/1950.
You don't have to tell us a year. I'm a gentleman. I don't ask you.
Okay.
But it was 1950?
I don't know my age.
And?
Yes.
I want you to have a great day, my dear.
I want to
write
that
news. Okay. And talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, those Iowa poll numbers.
man.
This is, you know, sometimes when we're sitting here talking and the phone rings, I just sometimes just want to hit it. You go on hold for a second. I'll get to you in a second.
I like that. Yeah, I might have to pull up those Iowa poll numbers that came out. I didn't get to cut the piece that it was based on. But Beto O'Rourke is kind of, you know, Joe Biden's leading. You have Bernie Sanders, number two. Beto O'Rourke, number three. Elizabeth Warren was a distant fourth, way behind Beto O'Rourke.
One of my favorite writers, Camille Paglia, came out. She was interviewed. And she actually voted for Bernie last time. But she doesn't really like a lot of Democrats. And her description of Cory Booker is the guy has the gravitas of a cork. Spot on, lady. Spot on.
I like that a lot. Okay, folks, this hour has been brought to you by... No, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about Don Duncan, yeah. All-American Tire and Auto, who helped me out this weekend. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one location Bell Road, one location in Prattville, in Millbrook. That is right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. I told you the story. I had a problem. I had a nail in my tire. I had the tire protection warranty on them. They said, can't take the nail out and plug it. We may find you on the side of the road. We're going to replace that tire. They went to Birmingham and got a match for my other tires so I'd have all four of the same tires on my car. That's Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto for you. Highly, highly recommend them. Dan Moore Show will be back after the top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Two men with ties to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn have been arrested.
Two former business partners of Michael Flynn have been indicted on conspiracy charges related to their efforts to smear a Turkish cleric at the behest of the Turkish government. Bijan Kian and Kamil Optikin were charged with crimes related to acting as unregistered agents of the Turkish government.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Flynn will be sentenced tomorrow for lying to the FBI about contact with Russians. U.S.-led airstrikes in Somalia kill more than 60 al-Qaeda-linked fighters over the weekend.
U.S. military says six airstrikes Saturday and Sunday killed the al-Qaeda-linked militants 30 miles south of Mogadishu. The weekend strikes marked the 45th time this year the U.S. military has launched airstrikes in Somalia.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. This is Fox News.